Funeral services for 81-year-old William John Hall Sr. of Norburn, who died Saturday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where a Tribe of the Miocene service will be held at 9:45 a.m., followed by visitation from 10 a.m. until service time. Funeral services for 86-year-old Juanita Staton Kinder of Carrollton, who died Monday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Carroll Memory Garden Cemetery in Carrollton. Graveside services with full military honors by VFW Post 2591 in the U.S. Navy for 84-year-old Charles Gant of Otterville, who died Sunday, will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Visitation will be held from 6 o'clock to 7:30 tonight at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral services for 63-year-old Catherine Ann Kuhn of Richmond, who died Saturday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation will be held from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Richmond Memory Garden Cemetery. Funeral services for 89-year-old William Yancey of Odessa, who died Saturday, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at Mount Tabor United Methodist Church in rural Odessa. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa. Memorial services with military honors by the U.S. Navy for 70-year-old John R. Nest of Warsaw, who died Sunday, will be at 1:30 p.m. on Friday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 12:30. Visitation and celebration of life services for 55-year-old Deborah Lee Hayworth of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Massive Christian burial for 93-year-old Rudy Gerhardt of Boonville, who died yesterday, will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Burial with full military honors will follow in the church cemetery. Rosary will be recited at 5:30 p.m. with visitation being held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. Funeral services for 50-year-old Parrish Smith Parker Jr. of Boonville, who died yesterday, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Funeral services for 75-year-old Fred Hayes Sr. of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial with military rites will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Marshall. A memorial celebration of life service for 56-year-old Mark Dillon of Knobnoster, who died yesterday, will be at 4 p.m. on Saturday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 3 p.m. Services with full military honors by VFW Post 2591 and the Whiteman Air Force Base Honor Guard will be at 11 a.m. on Monday at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Funeral services for 85-year-old Barbara Jean Wilson Marsh of Marshall, who died yesterday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Monday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial will follow in Ridge Park Cemetery. Graveside services and burial for 89-year-old Myrna Eloise Bowden of Sedalia, who died December 5th, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, December 14th at Highland Sacred Garden Cemetery in Sedalia. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.